When the painting was stolen, everyone kept saying that it was priceless. That was not correct. They should have said that it was worth $20 million in New York, which is £16.2 million if you're in London, where Kat and Mum and I live. This is because of something called the exchange rate, which decides the number of dollars you can buy for a pound, or the other way around. The exchange rate isn't always the same, which I find very interesting. It was very difficult for me to understand how a painting could be worth so much. Unlike photographs, paintings are not always accurate or realistic. I can see why a photograph would be valuable, because it shows you what the photographer saw at the very moment the picture was taken. My cousin Salim loves photography, and his photographs helped us solve the mystery of his disappearance. When I look at his pictures, I can tell exactly how the world looked when he took them. It's like time travel. But paintings are not like that. And so at first, I wasn't very interested in the stolen painting. But then Aunt Gloria was blamed. The police thought that she had stolen it, and they tried to put her in prison. That would be bad for her, and also bad for Salim. Salim is my cousin and one of my 7 friends. And so I knew that I had to help him by getting the painting back again and proving that Aunt Gloria had not been the one to take it. This is how I and Kat and Salim did it.